Welcome back, Jose. I'm Calm, professional female, and today we're turning our attention to Wayne Dyer, one of the most recognizable voices in modern personal development. His books and talks invited people to examine how their thoughts, beliefs, habits, and sense of purpose shape the way they experience life. Dyer's appeal came partly from his ability to connect practical self-reflection with larger spiritual questions. He often encouraged people to stop defining themselves primarily through past experiences, social expectations, possessions, or the approval of others. Instead, he emphasized personal responsibility, inner direction, and the possibility of choosing a different response, even when circumstances themselves could not immediately be changed. As we explore his work, it will be helpful to approach it with both openness and discernment. Motivational ideas can sound powerful in the moment, but their real value becomes clearer when we ask how they apply in ordinary life. What does positive self-talk look like when confidence is low? How might intention influence action without becoming wishful thinking? Where does personal choice genuinely help? And where must we also recognize limits, hardship, chance, and the support of other people? These questions make Wayne Dyer worth studying as more than an inspirational speaker. His career reflects a broader movement in self-help, a shift from focusing mainly on external achievement toward examining identity, meaning, attention, and inner freedom. Concepts associated with his work, including intention, the ego, purpose, forgiveness, and changing habitual thought, continue to circulate widely in conversations about growth and well-being. You do not need to accept every claim to benefit from engaging seriously with these ideas. The goal is to understand Dyer's central themes, consider why they resonated with so many listeners, and test what remains useful against experience and thoughtful reflection. So, as we begin, hold one simple question in mind. If the story you repeatedly tell about yourself influences the choices you make, what might become possible if you learn to tell that story differently?